And let's now go to Chief Executive of Age Concern, Stephanie Clare. Kia ora.
Yeah, good morning.
How's it been going for all older members of the community this week?
Well, we've all jumped into action, haven't we? Age Concerns across New Zealand are actually responding to local needs. Communities are coming together. We're actually doing this together to make sure that our older community is looked after. And our older community is listening and staying at home and looking after themselves.
What kind of help have people been coming forward to offer?
We've been inundated with new volunteers wanting to give a hand in some way. We're New Zealanders, are helpers, and this is a place that people want to help out in some way. So our current volunteers are picking up more calls. An example of this is we've got a visiting service. That's where we visit a person every week for as long as possible, and that person who can't visit now has picked up phone services and picked up many more other people to call. So we're seeing what our visitors are doing are extending themselves, and then we're seeing new visitors who want to give us a hand, and they're going to be given options from phoning people to sending messages to Skyping to messaging to assisting with dropping off groceries to assisting in different ways behind the scenes to help out. So volunteers are a valuable part of our community resource.
It almost sounds like you've got too many resources in some ways.
No, never too many, because actually it takes people to do this, and it takes people in the community to come together. There, as I said, many examples was where local businesses have offered to help because they have got some downtime and actually just want to be part of the conversation and want to be able to be connected. A caring, connected community will evolve out of this adversity, and we are hoping that this will continue on for a period of time afterwards. Where we check in on each other, that we make sure that we have got all that we need.
The other side of this, though, is that how good are people at asking for help always?
Well, you know, our older resilient community is often very stoic and they can do it without us. But actually it's a reminder that everyone needs help and everyone can ask for help. So we do ask that if you need anything that you contact us. And if you can't, for those who can't volunteer and want to help, we do have give a little page. We've got ways of donating. We've got ways if you can check on our website, ageconcern.org.nz. You can actually find out a local age concern in your community. All our numbers are listed there. Give someone a call if you can help in a way that is a non-contact way. But if you can't do that, we always receive funds as well. We have a little page because sometimes people can't physically do it, but they know that they just want to help us out. We are a charity. We are dependent upon the charity of both our people that we serve, but also the charity of the government as well. So we would still require those funds to keep our business running.
And I guess also you'll have things like rules around how exactly people should help older people in the community while still using those physical distancing sort of rules, keeping them in place.
Yes, we've been advised by the Ministry to how we deliver groceries. All that is on essential information reservoir for people to look up. We make sure that our volunteers understand that our most vulnerable at-risk community are our older people, and we are taking extra precautions to make sure they are around for the future.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Stephanie Clare from Age Concern.